Somebody asked me a good question. And this question I thought about last week before the question appeared, because I had a friend of mine about 10 years ago. In the real world, he said, well, where do I go to worship? I didn't want to tell him because he wasn't ready at the time, but because your culture wants to make you disconnected from who you really are. The Bible makes it clear that those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. Most people say, well, what building do I go to? Where do I go? What do you mean? Even if you go to a building, you might not be in worship. See, what happens is people think that if they go to a building, they're worshiping God, when actually you're supposed to worship God right now, where you are. How do you worship God? First, you got to have His Spirit, receive Christ by faith. Number two, you just got to be in the truth. Seek the truth. Bring every thought into captivity. Rightly divide the word of truth. See, the building, if I drive down the street, I got a bunch of churches around here. And I go to a church, right? And they call it a worship service. That is so funny. I don't even have words for it. Who is the, what is that 2x4 sheetrock building really the church? No. Who is the church? The body of Christ. A building fitly framed together. Everybody has different gifts. I can't tell you what to do with your gift. God has to show you what to do with your gift. See, the culture lie, the culture program, the culture, your cult, has brainwashed people around you to believe that if they go to a building, they're worshiping God. And then when they leave the building, they're done their duty. It's no different than the Catholic Church, where they would go and sprinkle themselves. Let's see, when do they go to church on Catholic Saturdays? So go out partying Friday night, chase every woman in town, and probably have two or three women, and then they go to Sunday and they say, oh, they sprinkle themselves. They go to the priest and make a confession to a human. Instead of going directly to God, they think they have to go to a human. When the veil was rent, you can go directly to God when you sin. You don't have to go through a human. The wife doesn't have to go through her husband to repent to God. She can go straight to God. The man don't have to go through a priest. He is a priest if he's saved. Priest, a king and priest unto God. So what happens is the culture has brainwashed people to think, well, you better go to this building because it has on the front of the building, welcome to the worship service. Come over here and raise your hands and get all emotional and make you feel good. But then when you go to work, you don't feel like you're worshiping God at work, when you're actually worshiping God. If you're painting, if you're doing electrical work, doing plumbing work, you're worshiping God 24/7, 7 days a week, because you are the church. You are the worship service. Well, what about where it says, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together? Yeah, that's great. Assemble. But here's the problem with that. When you assemble with saints, so-called, born again, so-called, why are they talking about the world, the flesh, pro-life? Why are they talking about football, basketball? Why are they talking about politics and all that when that don't even matter? The Bible makes it clear that somebody, a soldier, doesn't concern himself with matters, civilian matters. A soldier does not concern himself with civilian matters. Why? Doesn't matter. The cultures are just, it's a simulation. The cultures are, doesn't matter if you're China, in Russia, you can worship God no matter, it doesn't matter if you're free or you're in jail or you're on an island. It doesn't matter if you're, in the woods, in a you can go to church and worship God, but the problem is people sit beside you think they're worshiping God because they're in a church. But when as soon as they leave the door, they've done their duty. They don't have to worship God for the next 7 days or a few days till they go back. Worship service is in your temple. Your body's the temple of God. Worship service is not at a building. It's not a sheetrock 2x4 building. You got some shingles and you got some sheetrock and you got some wood, but your body has flesh and bones and blood and water. Your body is the temple, not some building. This is why the tent services are better. A tent service, if you just meet together under a tent, it's better. It's better. See, when you start to change stuff into formality, it's got to follow some kind of formality. It just doesn't add up. The purpose of the, when you look at the Old Testament, God told them to build the temple in a certain pattern. What was the purpose of that? It was a foreshadowing that God is going to dwell in your heart, in your vessel, in your body ship. That you are the temple built upon the foundation of what? The apostles and the prophets and the chief cornerstone, Jesus. So the foundation are the apostles and the prophets. The chief cornerstone is Jesus. And what are the 2x4 and the sheetrock? It's you. It's not a building. The reason people get so deceived and they get caught up in that deception and that lie and that feeling that, oh, I went to church, I'm in worship. The reason they get confused because there's this big edifice. There's this big edifice and they go in and they're mesmerized. And when you go in the entrance of these buildings, edifice means building. So when you go into this door of this edifice, you go into an entrance, you go into a trance. Because the building is so huge. If you've ever been married to one of these religious but lost, you take her in. Look at this nice building. This is the place we need to be going to church. Yeah, but over here in this little small place, this run-down building, that they teach the truth. They don't worship the building. But I come over here and they don't preach faith. They're just giving you a bunch of fluff to make you feel good. It's not real. It's fluff. No, but it's a nice building. It's lovely. This is where we belong. No, we belong over here where the truth is. No, I don't like it over there. Yeah, because it's not fancy. It doesn't have an outward show. Because it's about your inner man. And so the outward show is what most people are stuck in. And so they want to be seen in this nice building. It's not about a heart transformation. It's about a outside painted face transformation. It's not about the heart. It's about outward show. Nicodemus, why can't you hear me? Nicodemus, it's just so simple. You're a great teacher. You're a great teacher, but you don't understand what I mean when I say you must be born again. And those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. It has nothing to do with a building because you are the building. The human body is the building. The discourse, the flow is out of your mouth. Just like the blood flows in your body to give you life, the truth flows out of your mouth as you speak it to give life, to spread the truth into the matrix. But this outward show, this outward facade, yeah, if you go to a, and I did this, I showed you. I can go up here to the strip mall and I can show you the front of the building. The facade looks great. They got the painted facade. It looks wonderful. But when you go around the back, you see the dumpster and you see the trash and you see all the refuge. But when you're in the front, oh, it draws you in. It looks so good. But when you get behind the scenes, you see the junk. And the people hide it. Instead of dealing with it and being real, they hide it. And when somebody has a problem, they feel they don't know who to go talk to, because the people, everybody around them, the psychologist and the doctors, have this painted face like they're perfect when they're not. So this person who's going through something, they don't know who to go to because nobody's real. But they go to this psychologist, and this psychologist act like they've already arrived. So this person goes to this counselor or whatever. Well, I got this problem. Instead of this counselor saying, hey, I had that problem too. I know what you're dealing with because I've been there. They can't have compassion on you. Why did Jesus come down here? He feels your pain. The Bible makes it clear. He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek. He feels your pain. He knows what you're going through. But if somebody's sitting up high up, like they're higher than you instead of equal, well, look at me. I've got it together. I'm perfect. They're not going to pull anybody out. They're just going to make people feel more guilty, or like they're not good enough. They'll never reach that state. When that state that they're looking at is all fake, because it's a fake building, it's a fake outfit. I mean, really? You go talk to somebody with a suit and tie, and you've been working all day digging ditches, and you go talk to somebody who's never dug a ditch in their life, and they can have compassion on you? I don't think so. They never sweat a day. So you're out there in the heat in the summer, and you're sweating, and you're hungry, and they never been hungry, and they never sweat. I don't think so. They don't know. They can't tell me nothing. They can't help me. Only Jesus can help me. I go over here, and I got a roof leak, and I gotta figure out how to fix that roof leak. Climb up there in the middle of summer. I'm sweating, and Lord, help me. I'm having a hard time. I don't think I'm going to make it. And then I get down, and somebody across the street says, how's it going? With their suit and tie. And, oh, you having problems here? I'll talk to you. I'll tell you how to fix that. And they don't have a clue. It's all fake. Your reality's fake. The church buildings are fake. It's a trance. Your grocery store is fake. You go into a trance. It's all fake to make you think that you're in heaven on earth when you're not. And when the bottom drops out, you have a nervous breakdown and you want to jump off a bridge. Instead of taking it. So when you lose your job and you don't know what to do, you're too ashamed to go to McDonald's and get a job. You're too ashamed to go to Burger King. When the Bible says in all labor there's profit, you're too ashamed to mow some yards or clean some gutters because you think you've already arrived. You can't handle reality when it breaks down. Why do you think every 10 years the economy crashes? It's to humble people. God has to humble you, and he has to bring you down to nothing. God has to bring you down to the base nature and to show you that you are nothing without him. Not a church building, not a new house, not a new car, not a job with Amazon. God will break you down no matter who you are. And as long as you fight and you try to do outward show, God is not happy with that. It's all about an inner transformation. The inside is where it's at. Well, I'm going to go worship today. Well, why ain't you worshiping right now? Why didn't you worship last night? Why didn't you worship this morning? Why didn't you worship on the job? Why didn't you worship every conversation you had? Every conversation is a communion worship service. Every time you wash dishes, it's a worship service. Every time you do anything, it's worship. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. It's a worship service unto the glory of God. It's a worship service. It's all worship. How come I have to go to a building of fake people and say that's worship when the whole thing is fake? Your whole society's fake. It's all fake. It's outward show. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Instead of having an inner renewal, instead of having an inner transformation, it's all about outward show. It's fake. Let me tell you a secret. It's all fake. It's a trap. It's a trap. Let me tell you a big secret. The Jesuits set up a trap to confuse you. And you've been lied to your whole life. And everybody around you is in the trap. And they don't know it. They're in a box. And they don't even know it. Pass it on. You want a conspiracy? That's the big conspiracy. You want the biggest conspiracy? It's not flat earth. It's not the new world. It's the fact that the Jesuits created a big religious trap to make you think you're worshiping God when worship is in the inner man. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. They've tricked you. That's the trap. You've been deceived. You believed a lie. It's time to wake up. Wake up.